Last night, Pineville took another step toward becoming part of the regional greenway system. The Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission and the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council held a meeting to present a draft proposal for a biking and walking trail system in the Pineville area. The proposal was based on ideas generated by residents from Pineville and neighboring communities during a meeting held in March. The Greenway Plan will have to be approved by the Pineville City Council, and the project is still in need of funding. Right now, the Razorback Greenway stretches 36 miles from South Fayetteville to Bella Vista, with various arteries that go to different parts of the cities along the Greenway. Arkansas's two senators are joining 24 colleagues in the Senate to urge President Trump to stabilize the cotton industry through the USDA's Cotton Ginning Cost Share Program. The letter, signed by 22 Republicans and 4 Democrats, says the program is needed to provide policy stability in the absence of a comprehensive policy for cotton in the existing farm bill to respond to deep and sustained price and revenue declines. The Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas will be under new leadership. Tyler Clark is assuming the role of executive director. He replaces Jody Dilday, who left the agency to take a job at the Arkansas Community Foundation. Clark has 15 years of nonprofit experience in Northwest Arkansas, including the past 6 years with Community Clinic. The Van Winkle Trail at Hobbs State Park in Rogers is again open after spring flooding. A Hobbs Park statement indicates about $30,000 in materials and labor have been implemented since April. Heavy rains caused many problems with the trails and left some holes as deep as 4 feet in the middle of the trail. And a musical tradition in Arkansas will go on hiatus, at least. The Riverfest in Little Rock has been a staple for concertgoers for 4 decades. But yesterday, the event's board of directors announced they would suspend the festival that had its latest incarnation just last month. Organizers of the nonprofit say being at the mercy of the weather was a contributing factor to the suspension of the festival.